From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration is giving a green light to expanded offshore oil drilling. The controversial move is part of the president's broader strategy that's also designed to promote alternative energy and curb greenhouse gases. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says meeting the country's energy needs will require setting aside old political battles. He took a step in that direction by embracing a policy traditionally associated with Republicans.
Today we're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration, but in ways that balance the need to harness domestic energy resources and the need to protect America's natural resources.
The administration's new policy will still keep some sensitive areas off limits to oil and gas drilling. The administration's also preparing to finalize new fuel economy standards, requiring cars to go farther on every gallon of gas. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the organization will continue to fight the new health care law. What the chamber won't do, he says, is try and repeal it. We get details from NPR's Peter Overby.
Tom Donahue, president of the U.S. Chamber, says in a memo that outright repeal is not realistic. The memo was first reported in the Wall Street Journal. It's addressed to the 127 members of the chamber's board of directors. Instead of repeal, Donahue lays out a three-pronged counterattack. First, lobby the bureaucrats who write the regulations to implement the law. Second, push Congress to enact changes to the law. And third, make health care a major issue in key congressional races, contests where the chamber already plans to spend at least $50 million between now and November. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. District Court judge has determined that at least in one instance, the case of an Islamic group in Portland, the Bush administration's so-called warrantless wiretapping program was illegal. The judge ruling in the case of the now-defunct Muslim charity that the administration in effect overstepped its bounds when it wiretapped conversations between members of the group and two lawyers. John Eisenberg is the lead attorney for the plaintiffs.
I litigated this case because me and my colleagues, because we felt that President Bush's theory that he can break the law in the name of national security is very dangerous.
Congress had created a system to allow spy agencies to get special warrants from a secret court, and with his ruling, Judge John Walker says the Bush administration should have gone that route. While most analysts are looking for government employment figures for March due out later this week to show the economy adding jobs, a report out today is painting a less rosy picture of the labor market. The assessment from the payroll services firm ADP finds that private sector employers eliminated 23,000 jobs in March. Those private sector numbers did little to hearten Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 50 points today to end the session at 10,856. The Nasdaq was down 12 points. The S&P fell 3 points. This is NPR. New rules being signed tomorrow by the Obama administration will put in place some tough new standards for automakers to meet. Among other things, the administration wants car companies to develop more fuel-efficient gas-electric hybrids and advanced electric vehicles. Under the guidelines, automakers will be required to meet targets of 35.5 miles per gallon combined for the cars and trucks they produce by 2016, a roughly 10-mile-per-gallon increase over current standards. President Obama is citing the fact that for decades, the U.S. has done little to increase auto efficiency. A Chechen militant leader has claimed responsibility for the terrorist attacks in Moscow that killed 39 people and warned that attacks on Russian territory could continue. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
Doku Umarov, a well-known militant leader in Chechnya, said he had personally ordered the two suicide bombings on the Moscow subway and vowed that the war in the North Caucasus would come to Russia's streets. The video message, which contradicts earlier reports of an audio recording denying Chechen rebel involvement and blaming Russian security services, was posted on YouTube. It was apparently recorded on the day of the Moscow attacks and made no mention of the double bombing in Dagestan. Russia's president said the attacks were linked, but that the government would not let the militants destabilize the country. There are fears the violence could spread beyond the North Caucasus, as in 2004 when two airliners were blown up in a series of attacks. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Minnesota Twins leadoff batter Denard Span may want to have his mom taking his games from home from now on. That's because during an exhibition game against the New York Yankees today in Florida, he hit a foul ball that struck his mother in the chest. Wanda Wilson was okay, possibly a bit rattled. Span went back to the plate and struck out. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.